Michael Gottlieb, Director of Emergency Ultrasound at Rush University Medical Center.
Ultrasound requires a great amount of dexterity, and it can be challenging for learners to gain the initial skills needed to obtain quality images. Now, often, when working with early learners, it can be tempting to either place your hand over theirs and move the transducer to the right location, or, even worse, briefly take the transducer away, obtain the image, and then give the probe back to them when the image is obtained.
Here you go.
While the learner does see where you eventually place the probe, they don't learn any of the fine motor movements or develop the somatosensory connections to repeat it themselves. Therefore, I propose that we should strive to be hands-off when teaching ultrasound.
No touching.
One strategy I've found to be successful is to take a separate probe and then mirror the activity on a different part of the patient's body. When using this strategy, I will first demonstrate how I will move the probe while talking through the movements.
Look what I can do!
Then I have them repeat that while watching the screen.
Consequently, they can develop significantly more neural connections in the somatosensory pathways because they are using visual, auditory, motor, and somatosensory learning.
Prior studies from the neurology literature have found that the use of the mirroring technique is more effective than either verbal cueing or passive movement when studied for other motor learning. And when studied among medical students at my institution, this was significantly preferred and increased student confidence with ultrasound scanning.
So next time you're scanning with a student or resident, try using the hands-off approach to keep their hands on more.
You can't touch this.
Thanks for listening.
You can't touch this.
Make sure to follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or your podcasting app of choice. We'll see you next time.
You can't touch this.